How to Read the Bible by J.R. Miller from The Shining Light, 1911. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. John chapter 13, verse 17. It is necessary to read the Bible, not just to know the will of God, but that we may do it. If Scripture is not the practice of our life, it is nothing to us. Its truths are to be applied. If we read the Beatitudes, we are to compare ourselves with their divine requirements and seek to be conformed to them. If we come upon a verse that rebukes any habit or sin of ours, we are immediately to make the needed amendment. We are to accept its promises, believe them, and then act as believing them. We are to allow its comforts to enter our hearts and support us in sorrow. There is nothing written in the Bible merely for ornament or beauty. Every word is practical. There is no truth in Scripture which has not some bearing upon actual living. When we come to it, eager to know how to live and ready to obey its precepts, we shall find it opening its inmost meaning to us. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. John chapter 14, verse 15. We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. The man who says, "I know him," but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.